T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Steve at 10 in the morning now, 6:48 here on this Monday. Three big things.
Three.
City of Sedgwick fires police chief. No reason given.
Two.
Wichita police investigating at least 2 weekend shootings. A 4-year-old, one of the victims.
One.
Autumn officially arrived this morning, 2:50 Central Time. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
This morning, we have the report of some fog in the area. It might be kind of patchy, so we've still got the airport reporting 10 miles of visibility. So you might run into patches of visibility problems out there. We also, this morning, stalled out vehicle northbound I-235, and it is right at Kellogg. Watch for a slowdown. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Chad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 82 degrees. Increasing clouds tonight. The overnight low 65. Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance for rain. Tomorrow's high, 84. Now fog, southeast wind to 3 miles per hour, 55 degrees. Steve and Ted in the morning. Well, it's meant to treat one problem, but could a popular drug bring on something far worse?
This is House Call for Health. The drug is called ranitidine, but most of us know it by its brand name, Zantac. Millions of Americans take Zantac or generic versions of ranitidine for heartburn. But there are concerns about these drugs now that testing has found possible contamination with a chemical that's been linked to cancer. That chemical, called NDMA, is also found in many foods, including bacon, cheese, and beer. As a precautionary measure, a division of the Swiss drug company Novartis has stopped distribution of generic Zantac. And recently, certain blood pressure pills were recalled because of similar contamination. The Food and Drug Administration has been looking into the matter, but so far has not issued any directives. The FDA does say if you take one of these drugs and are concerned and thinking about stopping, you should talk to your doctor first. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Steve and Ted in the morning now, 6:51 here on this Monday morning. Time for Don Grant, CFP. He is the money tracker.
I am the money tracker.
The optimal withdrawal rate.
That's what I'm going to talk about.
Sounds like a medical condition.
Not surgery, you know. You know, I get many calls from workers in their mid to late 50s who want to know when it's safe to retire. Now, what they mean by safe is, will I have enough at retirement age to keep my lifestyle till the day I drop? Well, we roll up our sleeves and examine expected income that could come from pensions, Social Security, and either any other income-producing non-stock market investments. We balance that against spending to better determine whether they will have enough to pull that ripcord and retire when they want. After comparing the income side to the expense side, called a balance sheet, we'll either see a deficit or a surplus. If there is surplus, yay! Well, if there is a deficit, we'll need to pull the retirement savings and pull from retirement savings and make up that difference. There are many different rules of thumb for how much we can take out without exhausting the retirement account that we often hear, but it's some history and some math is what you really need to apply to find out what your number is going to be. Let's assume we live 25 years into retirement. I looked back at 35 consecutive 25-year rolling time periods. Back to 1961. Now, for simplicity, with a balance of $100,000 in a retirement account that's invested in 40% large cap stocks, 20% small cap, 30% bonds, and 10% cash, we rebalanced once a year. Now, remember, we kept that same portfolio through all of these rolling periods. If we take the much touted 4% per year from the account, that would be $4,000 the first year. Based on $100,000. And as the accounts grew over time, 4% became a greater amount. The average withdrawal amount over all of the 25-year periods was $8,882 per year, based on $100,000. And the average ending portfolio balance was about $400,000. The maximum ending balance was $949,000. That's the max. The lowest was $180,000. Either way, we ended up with a surplus. Now, there's no guarantee of these kinds of returns, and we didn't factor in taxes. So starting distributions during a long recession could affect this greatly. But it's interesting to look at historical numbers. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call. The number is 634-2222.
Well, Don, Wagon Masters, downtown Silly Cook-Off.
Oh, yeah,
up. What's
baby.
Today? The 20th. Oh, wow. Is that this weekend?
It's coming up Saturday.
It is Saturday. Of course, you're a big shot with the Wagon Masters.
Oh, gosh, yes.
You are the Wagon Master, right?
I was the captain, yes.
You're the captain?
Yes, I'm
It's 11 a.m. Saturday. It's at Century 2 on the north side there on Douglas. This year's potentate is Mike Kennedy, our own Mike Kennedy.
He's very impotent.
He is, and yeah. We look forward to it. It's always a good time.
It is. It's going to be so much fun. You want to get down there early. I believe that adult beverages will begin being sold at 9 a.m.
Well, it's a good fundraiser. You guys do a great job with the Wagon Masters. No yeah. doubt about
well,
it.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Today is National Great American Pot Pie Day.
Ooh, I love pot
pies. Pot pies typically include both a flaky top crust and a bottom crust. Occasionally, recipes omit the bottom crust. Fill them with tender chicken, beef, or pork, lots of vegetables for a hearty meal. Yeah, I can remember growing up, my mom giving those to us at lunchtime,
yeah.
going home from school for lunch.
The Swanson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still like a good pot pie.
Do you like them cream-based or more gravy-based?
Gravy, of course.
Oh, yeah. I like the creamy gravy.
All yeah. right. Celebrating a national, and this is pretty good weather for it.
Going oh, gosh, a bit. Yes. Yeah.
National Great American Pot Pie Day.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Don. 6:55 now, Steve and Ted. Come up at 7 o'clock. All the news with Steve and Ted. Wichita Police investigating at least 2 weekend shootings. We've got the story on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.